the man all right. The men of Raz were worshipping a spruce fire tree, which they called King Tree. The tribe had 12 populated towns, all being located around the river of Raz. The men of Raz picked 12 buds off the tree and planted each of these 12 buds in their towns. There was also a spring under the big tree, from which they branched off a subdivision to pass the 12 towns and water the buds. Drinking the water of this spring was absolutely forbidden. The punishment of those who had drank the water of the spring or watered their animals with it was a hard death. People believed the lives of these 12 gods are dependent upon the water of this spring, so it's not fair to drink its water and decrease the reviving water which supplies our gods. The other ritualistic custom of these people was that every month on a special day, they gathered together in one of the towns and made festivities. They all gathered under the spruce fire tree of that town and offered a sacrifice. Then they burned that sacrifice in fire, and when the smoke of the burned sacrifice raised to the sky, they knelt down before the spruce tree and started crying. This way, Satan talked to them in the disguise of the tree. This was their habit in these 12 towns. Until there was the time when the festivity had to be held in the big town. This town was called Esfandar, and all the kings resided there. The inhabitants of all the 12 towns had to gather in the big town and make festivities for 12 days instead of one. The people of each town tried to bring more sacrifices than the other towns, praising that Satan had given them a fake hope, and they thought they could achieve success doing this. Satanic words in this town was also much more prolonged than the other towns, and Satan was trying to have the utmost effect on them. Many years passed this way, and these people were still insisting on worshipping these trees, until God sent them a messenger from Israelites, who was a son of Jews. For a while, that messenger invited them to worship God and leave atheism, but they refused to believe him. The prophet then cursed those trees, and they got dried. When people saw that the trees were destroyed, they told each other, "This man has bewitched our gods." Some said, "Our gods are angry with us, for they saw this man inviting us to disbelieve them, and we did not take any action to punish him, and instead we remained indifferent to what he said. So they stopped to be friendly with us and got dried." Thus they decided to kill the prophet, and in order to do so they dug a deep well, threw him in it, and tied his head quite firmly so that he would moan and scream to death and become silent forever. They did so and killed him this way. Following that, great God sent down a severe torment upon the whole tribe and killed them all.